In order to be a customer service representative, you must be able to listen to and understand information. This is called oral comprehension. You also must be able to communicate information and ideas when speaking so people can understand you. This is called oral expression. In addition, you need to make sure that you are speaking clearly so that you can be understood, which is called speech clarity. As a customer service representative, you will be listening to people with all different accents and voice registers. So you will need to be able to identify and understand the speech of other people. This is called speech recognition. Every day you will get calls from people who have a problem. You need to have problem sensitivity, which means understanding when something is wrong or likely to go wrong. In other words, being sensitive to the person on the other end of the line. Sometimes you will need to write a report about a conversation. So your written expression is important, communicating information and ideas in writing so others will understand. Also, you need to be able to understand what you are reading when reading other people's written memos or documents, which is written comprehension. There are two types of reasoning involved with being a customer service representative: deductive reasoning and inductive reasoning. Deductive reasoning means that you can take general rules and apply them to a specific problem to come up with an answer that makes sense. On the other hand, inductive reasoning means that you can combine different pieces of information to form a general rule or conclusion. I'm sure that you already have many of these skills in your toolbox, and the good news is that you will get better at all of them the more time you spend on the job.